Express reality was burning though. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
We're back, folks.
You're just listening to Roses by Abra, like the Pokemon, I guess.
Wow, that sucks. That's a lame reference.
What else would it be named after?
I don't know. Like Abracadabra. She's a magician.
Okay, whatever. John hates everything, so.
So true.
And before that was Stereolab, Eye of the Volcano. Me and John saw them on Tuesday.
Great show. The venue is like insane.
Yeah, Roadrunner.
Amazing. Yeah, way too expensive, however. The drinks, $13 for one cider, I lost my mind.
Yeah, Roadrunner is like weirdly giant and it has a huge mezzanine.
But most importantly, the sound is amazing. The sound in there was so good.
Yeah. I guess it's a new venue in Alston. Any more thoughts on the show?
They played a lot of great tracks. Yeah, I mean, they played a 17-minute song all the way through. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. Yeah, the synths are, like, some of the best parts of their records. So it was cool to hear them, like, be exact replicas.
For the folks who are on the show today, but weren't at the show on Tuesday, what do you think about the Stereolab concert that Mitch and I went to?
Yeah, it sounds really great.
It's
have a time machine, just go straight back.
Seems like the sound was great in the venue.
Yeah,
so that's what's most important.
Good acoustics. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'd love to hear it, folks.
All right, well, we're gonna keep moving along with music. What do you got next for us, Mitch?
Yes, sirree. Playing Intentions by Hudson Mohawk. He has a new album out, and I've been listening because of the whole Seabat thing.
You might have heard about a particular Reddit post.
Yeah. Yeah, the new album is pretty cool. I haven't listened to it all the way through, but it's... pretty, like, it's probably more experimental than someone might think. But I really liked Hudson Mohawk's stuff with Lunas, but it also sounds like a little outdated.
I haven't heard it.
I mean, his stuff on Blood on the Leaves is so good. Do you know this sample?
Yeah.
It's like one of my favorite Kanye songs.
Let's talk Kanye. White Lives Matter shirt. Thoughts?
Yeah, I don't have social media, so I haven't really seen much of it, but I heard about it.
What's worse is the appearance with Candace Owens.
Yeah.
That woman is just, like, awful. Like, just the worst grifter.
Yeah.
I love this is a politics talk show now.
Yeah,
I need to tell trainees how you...
Shooting blanks, your go-to politics talk show.
How you have to log political discussions. I forget how you do that, so I'll figure it out. Yeah. Do you have any more words about Kanye?
Live.
Do you have anything else to say about the incident?
No other thoughts.
There we go.
So, next we will be listening to...
Hudson Mohawk. Oh.
Searching for freedom.
All right, and we're back. We're going to be reading a short PSA for you folks now. It's a very important message.
What's it about?
Computer safety. Let's hear it.
That's a great message.
I agree. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a little piece of opaque tape?
So true.
In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. Now, personally, I never cover up my computer camera.
John just letting them see everything he does.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. If I'm doing something wrong, it adds to the excitement.
Yeah. They have those little slidey things where you can cover it, and then if you want to use the camera, you can slide it off, but then the computer doesn't close correctly, so
that's right. They do have those things. That might be better for your computer than a little piece of opaque tape. But also, you know, I know I just read the PSA, but maybe consider not covering it all.
Yeah. I don't know.
Make up your own mind.
Do you have anything else to say about that?
No. Stop asking me that.
There you go. So we were just listening to Domi and JD Beck featuring Kurt, I forgot his name, on guitar. Whoa. And Guide by Voices, As We Go Up, We Go Down. Now I'm going to play some Billy Joel.
As you're cutting into my time with Billy Joel, unbelievable.
My life. John, this message is for you.
Thank you. All right, so we are now going to take in a caller. I guess we should welcome you to the show. Feel free to introduce yourselves and talk a little bit about whatever it is you wanted to talk about while we were talking. Wow, saying we were talking a lot, but called in, so obviously there's something you feel the need to just get out on air, so feel free to start with that, I suppose.
Wait, that's right.
You just have to go grab something if you left. But I did want to break some news to Mitch. Mitch, are you there?
Yeah.
I have to apologize for something.
What?
I finished your Nutella.
You finished my Nutella?
Yeah. I didn't know how I was going to tell you, so I thought on your radio show would be a really good idea.
We're done, Emily.
Okay, now here's Miller with his dilemma.
I don't have a dilemma.
Miller, let's hear your dilemma, please.
Okay, I'll give the background. So, my friend Miller is here with me, and he has been on a date with this one person. There was big connection, you know, butterflies, great conversation. Can't wait to see you again, all of that. But now my friend Miller has come down with a bit of an illness, and we don't think it's COVID, but, you know, sore throat, all of that stuff. And now they were going to have a date tonight, but it got canceled. So it's a bit of a dilemma because you don't want to lose your role when you get to know someone. And, you know, in the attention economy of dating apps and the internet,
that's
people
so
are very
true.
Quick to move on to the next person. Like, oh, you're sick? Guess you don't like me. On to the next.
True.
So,
I say that every time.
I didn't text Emily for a whole week.
Anytime I meet someone that gets sick shortly after, I just cut them out. That's the sign of weakness.
Thank you, John.
I think you should just not tell him that you're sick.
We advocate for responsible socializing.
And Doug's going to be honest.
What?
He has to be honest about why he's canceling the date.
Yeah, no, I'm just joking. That's unethical. Okay.
And
yeah.
If you can't be honest on the first date, are you going to be honest for the rest of your relationship?
True.
I guess my advice would just be to, A, probably confirm whether or not you actually have COVID. And then just, like, text them during the time that you had allotted for the date. You could also just FaceTime if you really wanted to. During the pandemic, people did that. So you could do it again, I guess. You could watch a movie on this, like, you can share your movie screen and watch that.
Just
Zoom movie date.
Use the sex health reps monkeypox advice.
Exactly.
That's the safest way to date.
Precisely. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's great advice.
Yeah, I appreciate that a lot.
Mm, yeah,
I'm really glad you could air this out on the air.
As am I. Thank you, Emily, for...
Yeah. Well, I didn't want Miller to use his voice because, you know, his throat's hurting. So I was his voice for this call.
It's very generous. All right, well... You know,
thanks for the advice.
Let's wrap it up here.
Have a great rest of your show.
Thank you.
Thanks, folks.
Shout out to the listeners.
Shout out to the listeners, yeah.
Shout out to Shooting Blanks.
All right.
Did you hang up?
Now, yeah. Now John is going to take over for the rest of the music portion of today's show. And here he is.
All right, folks. I'm back.
Wait, we have to say what songs I played before. Well, I just did one song. Billy Joel, My Life. All-time classic banger.
Truly, at least, I guess, maybe not, actually.
Those piano tones are so crispy.
All right, well, Mitch's laptop isn't connecting to the internet.
Thanks, Tough Secure.
While I wait for an internet connection, I guess we'll just chat. What do you want to talk about today, Mitch? What's on your mind?
I don't know. We saw live music last night at the Burn.
That was the best show we've seen this week, for sure.
That was one of the best bands that's played at the Burn, though.
That's true. I mean, that's not really a very high bar.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. Because, like, half of it is you judging their personal tastes on what songs they choose. But, like, they have to play crowd pleasers if they want to play the Burn. So
true.
But all I right, thought their Everybody Wants to Rule the World was cool.
Yeah, they covered some more interesting songs. All right, folks, internet's back up, which means it's time to play some music. We got some female-driven punk music today. A little bit of post-punk, a little bit of new punk, some punk-inspired stuff coming up at the end. We're going to get things going with the B-52s, their track 52 Girls. All right. All right.
Hello, Medford.
That was Going Nowhere Fast by Girls at Our Best. Before that was Gossip by Suburban Lawns. We got some Slater Kenny coming up, but...
Hell yeah. You're in H yet.
Wow, great save. You're into Slater Kenny, Mitch?
I mean, I need to listen more.
You just like the girl because she's from Portlandia.
Yeah, but I also like the music that I've heard before. It's just so funny that she did that.
Yeah, it's pretty goofy.
It's like breaking the fourth wall or something.
I don't know about that, but it's pretty rad.
But, I mean, I'm just saying, like, indie musicians are, like, mysterious and stuff, and then she's just on a freaking sketch comedy show.
True. She's kind of a legend. All right, we are going to keep going with the music, because we only got about 10 more minutes left. So here it is, Dig Me Out by Slater Kenny.
Stop.
All right, that was Baby, I Had an Abortion by Petrol Girls. Before that, as we discussed, Dig Me Out, Slater Kenny. We just got one more track. I'm going to get right into running it because we're about out of time. That is Shut Up by Deli Girls. And that'll be the last one. As a reminder, you're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
All right. Shut Up by Deli Girls.
Excellent. You have lost the lead.